Very easy. 1.3, quickly. A test tube contains a liquid hydrocarbon. And when we say hydrocarbon, you know we are talking about alkane, alkene, alkynes. When bromine water, underline bromine water, is added to the test tube, the mixture decolorizes immediately. So here, whenever you hear bromine water, it's about testing whether a compound is saturated or unsaturated hydrocarbon. And when we say saturated, we are talking about what? The alkanes. And when we say unsaturated, we are talking about either alkenes or alkynes. So we are saying a test tube is having a liquid hydrocarbon, and when bromine water, drops of bromine water is added, it decolorizes immediately. It means reaction take place without any external factor like heating or doing stirring and so on. Which one of the following combination correctly identifies the compound and the type of reaction that takes place in the test tube? Underline type of reaction. So here they are testing the basic, because the first part is basic. Every learner should know by now how to differentiate or test saturated and unsaturated. So that's easy. So when we go to compound A, B, C, and D, we see that A and B will be out because it contains hexane, hexane. You're not interested in the compound name per se. You are interested in the homologous series, like the 1.2 that we discussed. So therefore, hexane belongs to alkanes, which is saturated. Saturated doesn't just react spontaneously. Therefore, A and B will be out. Then we are left with C and D, which is alkene. Alkenes are unsaturated and they will react quickly because it's unsaturated. And you know bromine water, when you test, already tells you that your answer should either be C or D. However, they are bringing in the type of reaction. Substitution reaction, which is a D, normally take place in saturated hydrocarbons where an H is removed and replaced by a halogen. So therefore, D should be out because this reaction, the Br2 will join the hexane and form saturated as product. Therefore, we say it is an addition reaction and not substitution reaction. Therefore, C is our correct answer.